back to AM Jackson, live from the County National Bank Studio.
At 7:34, 26 minutes now in front of 8 o'clock. And we head to our newsmaker line. We welcome back to the program State Senator Sue Shanks. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, everything well in the senator's world?
No.
No.
But, no, it's true. And I think that's true for most people, right? Like, we've got some good stuff going.
Yeah.
We've got some struggles or some challenges. So, no, I would say overall, family life, amazing. Love my family. They're great people. I've been working through some budget issues, which I know you've talked with your listeners about a little bit, so I can wait to jump in. But we did some really good work last week, but then there's some other things that came over from the House that were pretty wild.
Okay. Well, you know what? I guess I'll leave it to your discretion. Where do you want to start here with all this stuff? You want to start with the good news, the wild stuff, or do you want to start with the budget cuts?
Let's talk about the fact that actually the Senate was hard at work last week. I didn't text you about this, but I passed three Republican bills out of my Agriculture Committee on Thursday morning. One that would take away the sunset on the Michigan Pheasant Program, another one that would allow people to mark no trespassing on their land in a way that's more effective than right now. I imagine that neither of those are going to go anywhere after what the House did on Thursday, because there's a lot of, like, how are we going to protect our people from this crap going on? But we can talk about that in a minute. I also want to talk about, so we expanded the transformational brownfield program. And I guess I'll just say these are Senate bills. They have to go to the House. I don't know what's going to happen there. Mm-hmm. So we doubled the cap on what tax – it's so complicated – on what tax capture someone who redevelops a brownfield can get. So that's a site that is either like contaminated or a building that's no longer useful, mm-hmm. like think old abandoned mall. And while we did that, we added in some transparency features so that there would be a dashboard. People can see how much money was expended on the project, if they're collecting tax cap taxes, and how things are going in general. And then some of that, the sort of like what you might think of as the profit is going to be, that would normally be paid in taxes, is going to be going to specifically a fund that would increase housing in Michigan and help solve the child care crisis. And just so everybody knows, the child care crisis, the lack of available child care, is actually keeping people home from being in the workforce. So we did that. We passed that, went to the House. We increased the age range where people who are involved in Michigan Reconnect, which is an ability to go back to community college mostly for free. So that's, we expanded that from 21 to 24. We did that before, but it wasn't like a permanent thing, and now this would make it permanent.
Okay.
And then, and a lot of times, you know, people will actually move to a state because their kids can get some free college. This is free community college, and we know that that helps people earn a heck of a lot more. We also passed a law that would allow for people who are getting a personal protection order against someone who is committing domestic violence, or they're afraid of that person, that they're going to hurt them and they've been in an intimate relationship. There's also a provision in there for reimbursing the sheriff. And that's to make sure that those personal protection orders get served and that the people are actually protected, because right now that's not always happening. Mm-hmm. Passed a bill for a 10-year strategic plan. A couple of plates for family members of people who died while in the armed services, but also for active duty members.
Right.
And it was big.
I was going to say, that sounds pretty busy on the Senate side of things last week.
We worked so hard last week. Yeah, we really worked hard trying to get some good stuff done.
But
and then,
as you started our conversation, your concerns are a lot of the stuff that got kicked over to the House won't be addressed because of what happened on Thursday, Senator.
So Thursday afternoon, we found out that the House had unilaterally stopped $642 million of grants, basically, or department funding that had already been negotiated and allocated in a previous budget. And I listened to some of the people talking on your program. What happens is the money's allocated. It doesn't get spent in a year, which is we go on a fiscal year. And then it is work projected, which means that the organization, if it's a grant or a department, has longer to spend it. And a lot of times when the money is allocated, it's anticipated that it's going to be put into a work project, because think about remodeling your house. Like, you don't think, I'm going to remodel my house, and a year later, you've got it done. And this money was not going to remodeling houses. But $4.5 million was going to turn the abandoned Hayes Hotel into housing for over 80 families. And it had just actually took so long to get the contract negotiated and all set that it had just started. Stop. Dead in its tracks. That $4.5 million is gone. And so we have a situation where organizations that believed that they had longer to carefully do the work that they were getting a grant to do now have it just like, I don't even know if they've been notified by the Republicans. We've been trying to figure out exactly who got cut and notify them. The money is gone. So like Residents in Action had $1 million. They're working to get the homeless shelter stood up, but like it takes more than a year to take an abandoned school and turn it into a homeless shelter. I know that they had been working in a small area of it before, but they're trying to expand. And so we can talk more about this. I want to give you a chance to talk, but one more example I want to give before I stop. Hamtramck ordered an $800,000 fire truck. They were responsibly not paying the full price until they got the fire truck. That fire truck's been outfitted for them. That money is gone. Mm-hmm. They break their contract.
Well, I guess explain the process for me. I mean, in this case, does it not have... And I ask because I don't know. So it came from House Appropriations, from what I understand. That means that it passed the House, then get kicked over to the Senate, or... Doesn't it need both chambers to approve?
So we got the same letter that the House got allowing us to disprove work projects.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is in the past, these work projects, let me go back a little bit. These work projects, it's money that's been allocated, it's been vetted, it's agreed upon in a bipartisan budget. All our budgets have been bipartisan for the last, I don't know how many years.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes more than a year to spend it. And then we each chamber get a letter from the governor's financial officer saying, here are the work projects that we see. So they vetted them.
Mm-hmm.
And then either chamber in their appropriations committee, which is a small subset of all the members, can disprove it. Say, oh, no, we don't like this one. We don't like that one. It has very rarely been used. I don't know if it's ever been used before. And the House, without any conversation with the Senate at all, just crossed out a bunch, including wigs for children with cancer, funding that would help make sure that babies are born more healthy, including some in Jackson. Mm. And they just crossed it out. And so with no notice, with no real warning at all, that money is gone. And it isn't coming back. There's no way to, like, make it come back other than to go through the full appropriations process again.
Okay.
I've heard some people saying things that really aren't true. This is not a pause. No. The money is gone. I mean, it's in the state coffers, but the money for those organizations, they do not have any legal access to it. They may sue, they may have find a way, but it's gone. And it needs to be reappropriated to come back.
So on
if
Friday,
it were ever to come back.
So on Friday, we spoke with Representative Kathy Schmaltz about this. And you know, you mentioned what you heard here. Is that who you're referencing, or did Steve talk to somebody that you heard? Okay.
There are other people out saying that as well, other Republicans, but it isn't a pause. Mm-hmm. The money is, it's like stopped, right? Like if you had a stop order on a check, there's that money is stopped.
Okay. So the conversations that we had, though, what she was talking about, and we had the news clip this morning, was how she is having meeting with the chamber, and I forget who else it was that she had referenced. She said she was looking at it as a pause to see if they could realize funding or try to fix this in some way, and she's bringing together leaders for that this week to do it. So she said that she was working hard to try to get that money. And specifically, we are referencing the Hayes Hotel, and there's other projects that you had mentioned, like the Residents in Action efforts and others as well. But if I remember correctly, she was saying she was not in support of, but is trying to fix, if I remember that from our conversation.
And I'm not trying to make this personal, but I want people to understand, and I will be, just so you know, I talked to the chamber, and I will also be meeting with the developer. I don't know if we'll all make it in the room at the same time due to scheduling issues.
Right.
But I worked really hard to get that Hayes Hotel funding. Mm-hmm. Representative Smolch did vote against it at the time. And I think she's in favor of it. That's what I've heard from her. And I'm glad that she's working to try to reappropriate that money. But the reality is the Hayes Hotel had access to that money. It's now been stopped by the House Republican Caucus. And I say this because the House members have the ability, by putting pressure on the Speaker, to get him to act in a more reasonable manner, because what he did is unreasonable and wrong. If you wanted to have a conversation, have the conversation. But that money is gone. It has to go through the appropriations process again, and I hope that Representative Schmaltz will work with me and the chamber and the developer to make that happen anew. But they were working on the building, and now maybe they have other funding where they can keep going, but maybe they don't, and maybe they broke contracts, and maybe they're going to face fees or delays or lawsuits even because of this. I don't know. We're going to find out some more things about this. But, like, that is so stupid, is all I'm going to say, to stop work on a good project going forward. And some of these things, they're not renovating and building for housing. Some of them are literally wigs for children, food for seniors, making sure that the students who are poisoned by the lead in the water in Flint have what they need so that they can succeed in school, because so many of them have learning disabilities. It's real stuff. I mean, we have a group in Dexter who may have spent all their money. We're going to be checking on that today, trying to prevent teen suicide. Right? So, like, this is good stuff, and it's been stopped. And if the Republican reps work with us to try to reappropriate it, awesome. But the fact of the matter is they cut it off a couple weeks before Christmas. And I want to add one more thing about the reappropriation. We start our budget process in January to be ready for the end of July, beginning of July, which you know didn't happen this year. And I still have a jar of jam on my table to get to you, which I will get to you this week because I lost the bet. But that process takes a really long time. So if we have to go back and talk about money, $650 million, that had already gone through that process, and we have to go through that process again, it's going to be really hard. It's going to be really, really hard. So, it's a mess. We'll see what we can do to make it better.
I'd have to imagine all that $600 million isn't going to be addressed. I'm feeling like, I mean, I don't know. and this is void of opinion. I'm just feeling like all that is not going to be addressed. But among the items that would be of higher value to Michigan and to respective districts here would probably end up being addressed. When you say the appropriations process has to pan out, I mean, take that, just kind of walk that through our listeners. Let's do state government for dummies, if you could. What does that mean? How does that process, if we have to go through that process, what does that look like for the Hays, for Residents in Action, for the Whigs, for cancer patients? What does that look like?
Sure. So now an organization who wants funding has to apply. There has to be a Senate or House sponsor, and then there's a form that's filled out, 45, and there has to be, I think they have to come to an Appropriations Committee hearing 45 days before the money is allocated in the bill. So like it would be 45 days before the vote. It's a newish process. We have had some pieces of that in the past, but it's going to be a lot to make all that happen because it takes time, right, to have those conversations to understand who in our community really needs that money, how are they going to use it. They have to be vetted by our fiscal staff, and we have to have the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's slow. Government is slow.
Of that, usually. Right. Of that 640 plus whatever it is, million, is there some of that that you feel like is wasted and we shouldn't have been spending any of that money in the first place?
Well, I'll tell you that I don't know about every single program and every single thing, but a lot of it, like if it's departmental, so I'm just going to say like broadly, no, I'm going to guess that is that much. Like there might be some stuff that people think is frivolous. And obviously, if somebody's a bad actor, we have tools to deal with that. Like we've got the Attorney General. You've seen she's gone after some people who actually may have lied in trying to get the money. And, you know, they're facing possible criminal action. So if there is something illegal going on, like there are tools to deal with that. If there are things that we don't agree with,
I don't necessarily
politically,
mean,
that's kind of another issue.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean. I don't necessarily mean illegal, but I just mean fluff and useless spending that we really didn't need, that's just kind of been hanging out there, and that's the reason why it got cut.
Yeah, I don't believe that. So we've got Wigs for Children with Cancer, Opioid Recovery Housing in Jackson. I'm not sure if that's Andy's place or not. We're having trouble getting in touch with them. Feeding seniors, supporting moms and babies while the mom is pregnant and the baby is under a year old. Child abuse victims, kids who were harmed by the Flint water crisis, veterans. So when they have problems getting an ombudsman so that they can get those sorted out and get the treatment they need at a hospital in Lenawee. So, you know, people can make their own decisions, but a fire truck in Hamtramck, like, I'm thinking those things are all pretty important.
All right. Anything else, as we're running out of time, anything left untouched here, Senator Sue Schenck, that we should be discussing this morning?
This is kind of a different plea.
Okay.
I've been invited to 3, maybe 4 gift giveaways and meals this week. In Jackson. I understand that there will likely be hundreds of people attending those. People are struggling this year like never before, and I just want to ask everybody, and I think we should do better in structuring our economy so that people have more of an ability to get out there and earn a real living for their families. But please be generous. Be generous, because people are struggling like never before this year. And we can step up. Anyone who has the means, please step up. Double what you normally give.
Senator Sue Schenck joining us here this morning. And we'll be talking one more time next week before we end up having a break. Are we talking next week?
Yes, we're planning on it, and I'm looking forward to it, and I will deliver that jam this week.
Okay, Senator.
I'll be in town Thursday.
All right, looking forward to it. Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Senator Sue Schenck joining us here on AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM at 7:53.